Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you compelling, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, the producers at Sounds True have chosen a selection from a program that they've worked on that caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode comes from the audio program, The Spontaneous Happiness Prescription, by Dr. Andrew Weil. Nancy Smith, Sounds True's editorial director, recorded this program in Arizona with Dr. Weil. Here's what Nancy had to say about this week's producer's pick.
When I first arrived to record this program with Dr. Weil, I was taken aback by his peaceful happiness. The practices and teachings in this program were obviously working. Here in this excerpt, Dr. Weil shares what he calls one of the most powerful practices you can do to improve your emotional well-being.
You can download the entire program, The Spontaneous Happiness Prescription, at SoundsTrue.com. And now, our producer's pick, with Dr. Andrew Weil.
I'd like you to try a forgiveness meditation with me, realizing that this can be a difficult subject. But I'd like you to think about a person you haven't forgiven, somebody who you feel has hurt you, wronged you. And I'm going to ask you to do a meditation on those feelings and to imagine giving them up. So pick a person. You know, I'm sure you know who it is. And now I'd like you to sit comfortably. Begin by closing your eyes. Breathe in and out. And this is a good time to practice doing some deep, slow, quiet, regular breathing. And when you feel very calm and centered, I'd like you to call up a visual image of the person you haven't forgiven. And with that visual image, I want you to feel the feelings around the injury or wrong, whatever that is, your resentment, anger, desire for revenge, desire to punish the person. I want you to really feel those feelings. And now I'd like you to try to give shape and color to those feelings. What do they look like? What color are they? Can you imagine them as the heavy object that you're carrying around? You know, whether you picture it on your back or something tied to you, it's heavy. And it's unpleasant. I mean, think of all the negativity of those feelings. It's something that you're attached to. And feel the weight of that on you. Can you experience that as a weight of something really unpleasant and toxic? And if you've got a really clear picture of that, a really clear sense of that burden, that toxic burden of those negative feelings, I want you to try imagining, picturing, being free of that, of letting it go, cutting it loose. Can you picture lifting it off your shoulders and setting it down? Can you cut the ties that connect you to it and move away from it? Can you dissolve it in some way? Melt it? Those are all possibilities for ways of freeing yourself from its weight and its negative effect. And if resistance comes up, constantly reminding yourself that in giving it up, you are freeing yourself. You're not excusing, exonerating the other person. You are freeing yourself from something that's holding you back, that's poisoning your emotional life. And now try to distance yourself from it and experience yourself as separate from that image of the burden of those negative feelings. It's not part of you anymore. It's not something you're carrying around all the time that you can come back to whenever something calls it up. It's not connected to you anymore. And try to stick with that for a while. See if you can picture, feel what it would be like to be free of it. And can you experience yourself as being lighter, healthier, happier? It has nothing to do with the effect on the other person. It has to do with the effect on you. I know this can be hard to do, but it is a very worthwhile practice. And by doing this, this kind of meditation, this will make it easier for you to drop that burden in real life, to give it up, to forgive. Slowly open your eyes. Thank you for doing that with me.